Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know that most people have one person in their life that gets on their nerves. But the person that gets on their nerves considers you to be one of their best friends.
I have someone exactly like that.
Do you really?
Yes, they called me yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the middle of playing a video game.
Right.
And they rudely interrupt me to ask me how to upload a video of their kid to YouTube.
You know what? That is funny because I called a friend yesterday.
Wow. Your best friend.
About uploading a video of my son Asa. Exactly. What a coincidence.
I know. Imagine that.
Good thing you guys are friends.
Okay. No, honestly, Tom.
I was being honest.
No.
It was annoying.
You know what? I did not. I spent maybe, what, all of 4 minutes talking?
No, it was
maybe
like
three.
10 minutes.
It wasn't
My
ten.
Character died twice.
It was not 10 minutes.
Don't you have caller ID?
Yeah, but I thought maybe it's something about work, you know? Maybe it's something I have to hear.
How many friends do you think you have that they get on your nerves, but they honestly think of you as a really close friend?
I don't know. I mean, besides you, I would say that there aren't too many other people that think of me as a close friend.
No, but honestly, though, we're close friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, but yeah.
Okay, Heidi, how many of those friends do you think you have?
I can't think of anybody offhand right now.
None of your friends get on your nerves.
I have a limited number of people that I really call a friend.
You got to think Heidi is that friend. She's got to get on people's nerves.
I'm a helpful friend. I'm a fun friend.
And you think that you have a lot of best friends here in the Upstate?
No, I said just the opposite. I don't have very many friends. I have a lot of acquaintances, but so I look at the number of, you know, a couple, three people that I would claim, and none of them get on my nerves.
All right, her friend Pam.
Yeah.
Don't you think that Heidi gets on Pam's nerves?
I would guess so.
She likes me a lot, I think.
I don't know.
I don't bug Pam. I don't think.
Let's move on to Cato.
Cato?
Oh, yes.
And you have some friends that really get on your nerves. But you normally, in your relationship, you just tell them, don't you?
I do. I do. And well, it's a couple of them I can think of. One of them I just quit contact. I just let go to, you know, fall by the wayside. Because he was a toxic friend. But I have another one. Yeah, I'm honest. I'm like, you get on my nerves. He'll call and say, hey, you want some company? I'm like, no, I don't, no. So, I mean, I'm honest with him. He's cool, though. So, well, I guess he is my best friend.
It's kind of funny that you say that, because most of these people that feel like that they are good friends with you and that they get on your nerves, they don't know that they get on your nerves.
Well, he knows. In fact, I can't go into a retail store with him because he always causes a scene. Mm-hmm. So a couple of days ago, we were out doing some shopping, and I get out of his truck, and I'm like, you don't know me, okay? He goes, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm going to one side of the store. You do your business, and I'll meet you back in the car. So, I mean, he's like, okay. So, I'm like, he knows.
Well,
I mean,
what kind of friends do you have?
I've had friends like that before where you tell them, you're like, hey, you're a loser. I don't want to be around you when you do this. I don't like the way you do it. And I'll see you afterwards.
So you still hang out with them?
Yeah, because there's other areas in which you're okay with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like if, in Cato's example, this person does things retail that they don't like. I have people at restaurants that'll behave in ways. They don't tip well. They're rude to the waitress. And I'm like, I ain't sitting with you.
Dressing on the side. I know what you're talking about.
Listen, I know you don't have this familiar on the menu, but I saw you have some ham. And I saw you have this. Yeah. Can you make something that's not on there at all?
It's embarrassing, ain't it, Tom?
But I'm like, that person might be a good friend in other areas.
Yes. Oh.
Or maybe
okay,
not.
We should go to lunch and talk about it.
No.